Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the players are
Dave Moore, getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Welcome to the podcast, Taylor Swift Ready. I'm Dave Moore, that's Maria Devereaux, and we are talking about treasure. We're talking about hidden treasure, we're talking about Easter eggs, we're talking about things you need to figure out if you want to be a Swiftie at the top level. I mean, top level, because Maria today revealed so many things that I certainly didn't know about Taylor Swift's albums, videos, her personal life, hidden messages about her friends are in there. There's so many things. It's fascinating stuff. And I actually think it enriches the whole kind of
culture,
the culture around her. There's so much to sink your teeth into. It's not just someone singing songs, which I think is really cool.
Well, I think what I love about it is she knows that she's speaking to a specific core of her fan base. Mm. And she knows when she wears something, she knows why she's wearing it. And they are going to know why she's wearing it, whether it's exactly when they see it or, you know, the next day or a week down the line, or they'll understand and why she wore what she wore.
There's some parallels with the Britney scenario. You remember when you were obsessed with Britney and Britney was unfortunately kind of locked in her conservatorship?
Yeah.
But there were things like theories like, hey, Britney, if you're, you know, unhappy or you feel like you're trapped or whatever, wear yellow in your next video. And she'd wear it and I'd poo-poo and roll my eyes and go, oh, Maria, she's just wearing yellow. But then it turns out she was doing this. She was sending messages to her fans.
And they were getting it. Yeah. That's the important bit. Well, one little bonus one I'll give you now that we didn't talk about in the podcast that you'll hear in a minute is about the Tortured Poets Department, which is her current album.
Okay.
And she, at the Grammys in 2024, the Grammys, the most recent Grammys that she went to, she wore this white dress, like gown, gorgeous, black gloves, like a black choker with a clock face on it.
Oh, clock.
Turned sideways. So it was like, it looked like a watch around her neck, basically. But apparently this was a nod to the bonus song on the Tortured Poets Department.
Right.
Because it's called The Albatross.
And albatrosses are white and black.
White and black. And her dress is not, you know, her whole outfit, her attire is not unlike that of an albatross.
Okay. So, I mean.
So it's down to that like little detail. Down to the colours.
She chose her Grammy outfit to reference a bonus track on an album.
And do you know what? She's won 11 Grammys so far.
That's unreal.
She just needs two more to hit 13. And then I think she'll stop. She'll stop trying.
She'll never stop.
She's like, 13 is my number.
Too successful.
But the time on the little watch face she had around her neck? 3:15. No. Yeah, 3:15.
3:15. 3:15 means both hands are pointed at 3.
3:15. Or March 15th.
Which is,
and that's when she released the Eras Tour movie on Disney Plus. It's all of these things. Look, and you laugh as if it's actually not a thing.
I now understand that it is a thing.
Is
and
a
that's
thing.
What's wild. That's why I'm laughing, because there's so much density to her existence.
So we just look at it and go, doesn't she look gorgeous? Yeah, she's one of the outfits.
And let's be honest, 99% of people feel that way. You know, but this is for the 1%.
Yeah, and they go, you think she just looks nice? She's telling us something.
She's an albatross, guys. What? Yeah, no. Now we know. Well, there's loads more to learn about Taylor Swift, so have a listen.
In Fearless and Red.
Two of her albums, yeah.
Yeah, she has like a message, you know, in the sleeve of the album. Yeah. Like
most people do,
And every couple of letters is capitalized.
Randomly?
Yeah. So if you take out those, it'll spell something out to you.
Oh, that's very cool.
And in Fearless, in the lyric sheet for the song 15, it spells, I cried while recording this.
That is so cool.
And then in Red, in the lyric sheet for 22, it spells out Ashley, Diana, Claire, Selena, which are her best friends. Selena Gomez, by the way.
This stuff is so cool that, like, you do get extra.
Well, you do, but only if you know to look for it.
That's what I mean. But if you're that kind of a, because, like, let's face it, that's cool in inverted commas. That's interesting. But, like, we don't really, I'm not that moved by it. But if you're a Taylor Swift fan, I mean, big fan,
yeah,
and you know that she cried while recording a song, like, that's going to be so cool.
That's huge.
But also that you know that, you figured it out with your friends, like,
you feel like she sent you a message.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
Totally.
And it's funny because then I think she messes as well, because in the lyric sheet for All Too Well, it spells out maple latte,
she just likes,
which I'm sure she was
latte.
Inundated with then after,
yes,
you know,
she
released
went.
That. But it does, it creates a sense of community,
totally,
you know, within her fans,
yeah,
that they can spot all this.
Hats
before
off, I love that. I think that's
us
great.
Us idiots who, yeah, look at it and go, isn't this great? Why does she do that, I wonder? In her music videos, right? So in the video for Me, there's a neon sign that says Lover in pink in the background. So she's sitting on top of a big, giant unicorn head in a lovely,
that,
flowy,
yeah,
pink dress.
Oh,
and it says Lover just on the top of a building somewhere in the background. And 4 months later, Lover was released.
Listen,
her fans spotted that.
That's a good Easter
Nobody
egg.
Else kind of would. They'd go, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
In the video for You Need to Calm Down.
Great video.
Ellen DeGeneres is in it and she gets a tattoo. And the tattoo says, Cruel Summer. Across her forearm, which wasn't out then. 2 months later, Lover was released and Cruel Summer was a song on Lover.
Amazing.
On the album. She likes to work in, and surely we all know this, 1989 and the number 13.
She was born in 1989. She has an album called 1989.
Yeah, and she was born on the 13th of December.
Yeah, 13th's a big thing. Like even yesterday, or was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday we were talking about the Swiftposium.
Yeah.
And Dr. Jennifer said they ran a test to see where you are on the Swiftie scale of how much of a Swiftie you are. It goes from 1 to 13.
To 13.
You know, those kinds of
things.
It's
her number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she puts that in everything. So say the video for Cardigan, there's an image of a clock over actually a picture of who is her granddad, by the way. So when you're watching the video back,
oh,
now you
know
it's her
that.
Granddad. But the clock reads 1:15. But the hands are at 1 and 3.
There you go.
So that's the kind of thing
13,
that they go, oh, I cracked it.
Yeah.
There's 13 written in graffiti on the wall in the video for Ready For It. And then later on in the video, you see more graffiti that says 1989.
Brilliant.
And there's, even earlier than those, there's a 13-second intro on Our Song, which is one of her early songs.
That's just random.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't. It's Taylor Swift.
That is my
Swift.
Daughter's favourite song. She listens to that, I'd say, about 800 times a day. I,
yeah,
hear it about 474 times a day. It just starts that way.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No,
enough.
It doesn't. These
fair
are
enough.
All very deliberate by Taylor.
Right.
And then for 1989, then, there's, in the video for All Too Well, she has like a short movie style video for,
right,
that. And there's a car at the start of it. It's a 1989 Mercedes-Benz.
Very cool.
And then in I Can See You, there's a sign on the bridge. And it has, you know, the sizing, like, for trucks and,
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That, it says 1989 on that.
And see, there's no bridge that's 19.89 meters. Yeah. Oh, there'd be feet in America. Maybe there is a 1989 bridge,
yeah. Also, in her video for Look What You Made Me Do, she's in a graveyard in part of that.
Yeah.
There's a headstone beside her that says Nils Sjoberg. I'm probably saying that
no,
wrong.
No, that sounds good to me. I just don't know who it is.
Well, it's her. It's the name that she used as a credit on Calvin Harris's song with Rihanna, This Is What You Came For, because she did backing vocals.
That's one of my favourite things. So she was going out with Calvin Harris.
At the time, yeah.
She recorded the song, not,
yeah,
for her, but just so that Calvin Harris would have a vocal on it. When you listen to the song now that Rihanna sings, there are bits in the song that you listen to and go, oh my God, that's Taylor Swift.
That is Taylor Swift.
Not Rihanna's doing the main vocal.
In the credits for the
so
song,
she's Nils Sjoberg.
She's Nils, yes.
Whatever that is.
Sjoberg.
Sjoberg.
So yeah, I thought that was a cool
that
one.
That is very cool.
And then the last one I'm going to bring to you, right? Except for in the podcast, I'll give you an extra bonus one, right?
You know we've got a podcast coming out every day, getting you Taylor Swift ready.
Yeah, her Reputation tour.
Yes.
And the videos for the singles she had on her album.
Yeah.
Were filled with snakes. Whether they be gold snakes, she's sitting on the throne and there's gold snakes all around it, or there was big giant snakes on the stage, like, for
during the tour,
this tour, yeah. And apparently that's because, do you remember the beef? So Taylor Swift had that moment with Kanye West on the stage when she was collecting, I think it was a Grammy,
yeah, no, it was
a VMA,
yeah.
And he came up and he took the microphone from her and said,
I'm gonna let
you Taylor
finish.
I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had the most famous whatever,
that's
right?
Famous moment, yeah.
But then he wanted to put her name into one of his songs, Famous. And he rang her and said, can I put your name in a song or whatever? And apparently she said yes, but then when the song came out, she was like, I didn't know about this. So then there was a big beef. Oh, okay. And Kim Kardashian tweeted 37 snake emojis after Taylor said she had never had that conversation.
She didn't ask Taylor Swift, but she just put it out there for her fans to realize.
I don't know if she tagged her in it.
That would be
But it was
bit.
About her.
Right.
And so as part of a kind of a nod to her feud with Kim Kardashian, she added a load of snakes. Isn't that mad?
She is mad. And didn't she bring it up recently again? Because it was
dead, because
that was years ago.
Yeah, she brought it up in an interview in Time magazine. And since then, all the Swifties have been commenting under Kim Kardashian's social media with snake emojis.
You don't want to unleash Swifties on anyone.
If ever I had an enemy, I would not want it to be a Swiftie. Swifties, are you
Taylor Swift ready? Listen to Dave Moore from 9am for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready, only on Today FM.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.